Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This episode is brought to you by YuzBuzz. YuzBuzz is a digital marketing company that creates an audience in order to expand your brand. They do SEO, for which is search engine optimization. They can help you create a website, post on your social media. They even do blogs for you. So if you're interested in growing your business, growing your brand, check out YuzBuzz, YuzzBuzz.com, YuzzBuzz.com. Hi, welcome to the SDG Podcast, where we speak to business owners, entrepreneurs, and people in fitness and health. Today, it's the very last episode of Season 1, and it's bittersweet. I'm happy to bring you this episode. I'm happy to close this chapter, and I'm hoping that when I come back next season, that y'all stay tuned and we can do a little bit more. So, hopefully, today, we all learn something. Hey, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to episode 27, and this is the very last episode of the season, and it's kind of bittersweet, but I'm very excited to close this chapter out, to go ahead and begin the next chapter. I want to thank everyone for listening and tuning in every Friday. We began the season off strong with all the interviews, and then I started doing my solos, for which I actually think that I'm going to implement more in season two, filler episodes or, in between interviews. And, we have a lot of plans, and we're going to take this little break in order to get all that stuff in order. And I also need that break to begin, phase two in my vending machine business, which is, it's going great. It's going great. So I wanted to take the time to kind of reflect on how much life has prepared me, how much life has prepared you for everything that you're doing right now. When it comes to like credit or starting my business, it's weird to think about. So, you know, when I was 18, I got a credit card, and where I'm going with this is I learned how to scale my business using credit from, you know, being that naive 18-year-old who maxed out their credit cards and didn't pay it. My mom had to bail me out, and she did that one time for me. And I was working. I've always worked. But after she did that, I realized I didn't want anybody to ever bail me out like that again. And I figured out how to utilize my credit for me. Now I made some mistakes in between, from 18 to 22, 23. I probably maxed them out a few more times, but always paid the bill, always made sure that, you know, the minimum was paid. But now I've learned how to use other people's money, to use the credit card company's money in order to benefit. And the journey for which I don't want to make it seem like I've had this figured out for a while. This is something as recent as last year, the year before, but I paid down most of my cards, and now I don't use my debit card anymore. I use my credit card for everything, and then I pay it off, or I pay most of it off and leave a very small balance. And that's allowed me to scale my business. So when I started my business, I did not use any of my money. I maybe used a couple grand in order to get it off the ground, but everything else has been credit. And it's allowed me to get my two machines to then create cash flow, for which now I've there is so much inventory in this room that it's stupid. So now I have to get a storage unit in order to clear out this room so I can continue doing my podcast effectively for season two. I plan on getting another machine late January. They're already close. So we're making moves, and it's all about those experiences. Everything that, as far as, you know, figuring out how to utilize my credit, how to, pay off that debt and maneuver it in ways where I am now creating a history so that way they can give me more money. And I can pay them back slowly while making money. And, it's beautiful. It's, this is one of the funnest things that I've done besides the podcast, is figuring out how to, make my money make money. And, I never played Monopoly, and I've never played the Rich Dad, Poor Dad game, but if you know how to make a dollar into $2, you can multiply that if you have a couple thousand. So I, like I've said before in previous episodes, I used to sell candy. I figured out how to do the flip, and, to do this on a bigger scale is, you know, it's fun. It's funny to even think that it's a game, but it is. It's to use your life and to use money as a game and to have fun with it, but doing it smartly. I think it's great, and I'd love to show people how I've done it, but I eventually think that I will. I'll expand, you know, my businesses into those, I don't know if you've ever been on Instagram or Facebook, but they have these, the people that sell you like, forms and pamphlets, and they'll show you how to do these little things. And, I'll mostly give the info out for free, but there's little things that, you know, in order to make a little bit of extra cash flow, I think I'll begin doing that. And, this has been fun. This has been the most fun that I've had in a long time. And I'm sorry, I'm look kind of stuffed up because I'm slightly emotional about even closing out this chapter and beginning the next stage of the podcast and beginning the next stage of my business and the ever evolving things that, you know, I want to keep adding to my underneath my belt. And to think that I've knocked out a goal, and I'm not done with it, but to even think that I've knocked out two goals this year, probably knocked out more, but I haven't even been able to soak that in and be able to appreciate it because it's just been such a busy year. Between COVID and everything else, I'm just, you know, stacking these things. And I want to give credit to my friends and my family. I want to give credit to myself, of course, utilizing a planner and holding myself accountable. I want to thank y'all for pushing me to actually do something. And no matter how small this community is right now, I know that as time goes on, it will continue to grow. And it's been great, you know, doing all this stuff with all these people, because of the multiple things that I've been doing. I've grown two other Instagram pages for which now I can kind of network from outside of my community and just talking with people who do different things. Like there's a gentleman that works out of Washington or Seattle, and he does like car pictures and he's social media content, and we ping things off of each other. We don't know each other whatsoever. It's just been it's been cool. It's been dope. And I hope to do more of that in 2021. I hope to bring more value to your lives and to continue to search and add value to mine. And sorry, this is so crazy. You know, it's, I've enjoyed every last step of this journey. And I want to continue more. So I want to push all of you to continue to work out your dreams and work towards them each day. Small steps. This stuff, it was not accomplished over one day. This was weeks of planning. This was months of acquiring equipment and, talking to friends about how to get the podcast recorded, what platforms to use, how to do so many different things. I didn't even have this exact microphone in the beginning. I didn't even know what kind of microphone to use. I did whatever I could, and over time just built it into what it is. So keep dreaming, y'all, and I'll see y'all in season two. Peace.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.